show with a brand new week, a brand new show.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast, where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts. So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
I can tell you, guys, as we get through my first week of kind of dieting, it sucks. I went out of my way not to eat red meat this weekend. It doesn't make the fat man happy. Out of my way. It was chicken and fish weekend. Might have had some turkey in there, too. I did. I had turkey, Italian turkey sausages, and they sucked balls. They just were not good. I'm so used to eating the pork Italian sausages. I like hot Italian sausages. Sausage. And you're not supposed to have processed meat. It's bad for you. And pork has a lot of fat in it. And I got to watch the fat intake all of a sudden because apparently I'm going to have a heart attack or something like that. By the way, speaking of that, over the weekend, my wife lost a very good friend, just suddenly up and died while working out on Sunday morning, just literally fell over dead and died right there on the spot. And that is tragic. A guy my age, maybe a little younger than me, and he was working out, was at home with his wife. They were working out together. She went in to take a shower. When she came out, he was still working out, and he literally died while working out at home. Awful, awful, awful. Very, very upsetting. Very, very good guy. Very good dude. So that can happen. Now, just know that. And know this is my wife's friend, and it's someone that we've both known for well over 20-something years. And this is my wife's friend, like I said. And now you got my latest diagnosis of, oh, yeah, you're going to have a massive effing heart attack pretty soon. Like, you really got to change your diet. And then what do you think happened to me? It's a Sunday. What do you think my Sunday was like? I mean, our friend died, but it's like, dude, bad timing, bro. Now I'm going to get it. Now I'm going to hear about it more than I normally do. Yeah, not fun. Not a good time. I did spend Saturday. Let's talk about this. Saturday, I built a doghouse for my dogs because, well, I don't know if you're aware, but my friend Ice is an asshole. Love him. He's lovable, and he's just got no F's to give. He's dumber than a box of rocks, and he's a pain in the ass, and he does shit constantly, and he'll do it right in front of you. With you saying no, he will just climb up on the counter and try to grab something. My wife and I were sitting in our living room tonight, and we're talking, and Ice is sitting on the ground, and then he just comes over, walks over to the couch and just grabs something in his mouth, pulls it off the couch like he's going to start chewing on it right in front of us. And we're like, dude, we're right here, bro. What are you doing? He's special like that. And because of that, he can't stay in the house. Before, when it would rain, we would just leave the German Shepherds in the house. Sarge was the best dog ever in the history of ever. He wouldn't do anything wrong. And then you had Nova, who would do things now and then, but could be left alone in the house. And you was smart enough to know that, you know, hell was coming if she did something stupid in the house. She was going to get caught and punished. So she was, you know, she walks the line in the house. But boy, Ice doesn't have that fear and can't be left in the house. He is a massive douche nozzle. So I got a doghouse because it's about to start raining. We're in the rainy season. We're lucky it hasn't rained yet. Typically, it usually rains once or twice before Halloween. We haven't got the rain yet, and it's coming. It'll be raining by the end of November, I'm certain, I would imagine. And so we can't leave the dogs in the house, period. That's not going to happen. Everyone's at school or work or whatever here, and the dogs need to be outside. So I bought it looks like a tool shed. It's literally aluminum-sided tool shed. I bought it on Walmart, and I got that mofo, and it was a very small box for something that's pretty big. It's 4 foot wide and about 6 feet long. That's how big this thing is, and it's a small, looks just like a tool shed, but it doesn't have a door. It's got one panel, so rather than it being complete all the way around, It's got one panel that's open so dogs can go in there and lay down. It's got no floor on it at all, but I knew that. I'm going to buy a rubber mat for it to sit on and see how long that lasts before ice hole destroys it. So me, myself, and I, got it in the mail, pulled it out, and it was, with all of the hardware, 500-plus pieces at least, tiny screws everywhere. And there was directions that showed, all right, build the, you know, bottom frame, build the top frame, bolt those together, build all the roof panels, bolt those on. And that was pretty much the directions. And it didn't show you how. I literally ended up saving time by just getting my drill and knowing I would just build the frame and then drilled holes in the frame and bolted to the frame. And that's how I did it. And then it looked like it would not be waterproof, that it was going to leak. And I need this thing to not leak, so I took a caulking, wet seal caulking, and caulked the hell out of it. I caulked the hell out of it, hoping it doesn't rain. Now, remember, ice is also part mountain goat and loves to climb on top of shit. This thing is also aluminum siding, sharp edges. It's got like a piece so you wouldn't walk by it and like cut your leg open on it, because trust me, if you grazed in the side of this thing, you would slice yourself wide open. I put those on. So hopefully he doesn't chew on those, because if he does, he's going to chew that off, and then the thing's going to be a damn razor blade sitting on my deck. And this could totally happen. I'm waiting to see what happens. And also, if he jumps on it, the roof isn't meant for, you know, that dog weighs as much as a small adult human. If he gets on the roof, he's going to flex it down to where he's going to break the seal of the caulking, and then it won't be weatherproof anymore. So there's a high probability that ice F's this up and ends up just having a wet winter because he's not coming in the house. At that point, I'll let Nova in the house and let her just stay in here, and I'll let ice sit out in the rain when it rains because this is his fault. So we'll see how it goes. But it took me an entire day. It took me all day Saturday. In fact, right when I was done, I had about five or six more nuts and bolts to put into the thing. And when I got my drill finally died, and I'm like, damn it. My rechargeable drill, and I don't have a plug-in drill anymore. I'm strictly rechargeable, man, and I don't have a backup, so I just said screw it and finished it up this morning. And the dog's ice was in it the whole time I was building it. He like knew, oh, this is for me, and went inside and seemed to like it. We'll see how it goes. One thing I noticed though, when he was inside, he hit his head on the cross. There's a cross beam that goes right across the middle, about halfway up. Now, he could stand up. I could sit up inside the thing with the roof. It's so high, but the crossbeam is low, low, low. I couldn't, like, move around in there because that crossbeam right across the middle would take it. It takes the dog's heads off. It would get me, too. So we'll see how this works out. Let's get into some working out stuff. Speaking of working out, got a lot of walking in this weekend. And here is a story that we will start with today because I like it. It says that just adding 5 minutes to whatever your exercise routine is can help reduce blood pressure. 5 minutes. So you add 5 minutes to whatever you're doing. Say it does not take much. 5 minutes of exercise to your daily routine lowers your blood pressure and might cut your odds of heart disease. The good news is that whatever your physical ability, it doesn't take long to have positive effects on blood pressure and just whatever it is, walking. And they give many examples. Sleeping is also very important for your blood pressure. Then sedentary behavior, such as sitting, is very important on your blood pressure. Now, slow walking is good for your blood pressure. Fast walking, better for your blood pressure. Standing is good for your blood pressure. And then, of course, vigorous exercise, very good for your exercise, for your blood pressure. So whatever you're doing, they say each day the average participant in the study got 7 hours of sleep, 10 hours of sedentary behavior, such as sitting, 3 hours of standing, 1 hour of slow walking, 1 hour of fast walking, and just 16 minutes of exercise activities, such as running and cycling. Using these numbers, the team calculated what would happen to blood pressure if a person replaced a less active behavior, like sedentary behavior, with with an additional 5 minutes of exercise, and they saw across the board that people's blood pressure got better. So, and that's a really good gauge, because think about what you do. You sleep probably about 7 hours, maybe less. Very few people get 8 hours plus. 10 hours of sedentary. I've got that. That's my work day, Monday through Friday. And then even if I'm home, I'm tired and I'm laying on the couch watching TV or laying down watching TV. So I like that. It's a very good example. And then you add 5 minutes of additional exercise to it and bada, blood pressure goes down. I need my blood pressure to go down. I'm going to be the next guy to have a heart attack at home. That's all bad. All bad. You do not want to have a heart attack. You also do not want your friend to have a heart attack and die when you're going through some heart attack crap yourself and then have to listen to your wife. I'm just saying. Just saying. All right. Now, speaking of you not having time to find 5 more minutes to exercise, let's get into this story I found today about LeBron James. The guy's 40 years old, and he is performing physically at an insane level in the NBA season, playing alongside his son here in Los Angeles for the Lakers. And they say now he spends $1.5 million a year on what they call biohacking. Now, LeBron has not admitted this, but it is pretty freaking crazy. They say his daily routine includes cryotherapy and red light therapy. And then he has a hyperbaric chamber at his house. And he also gets 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night. And he gets a 2 to 3 hour nap every day. And he takes a high-carb, low-sugar diet. And if you're running in a basketball game, the amount of running those guys do is a lot. So carbs for a 40-year-old man performing at that level would be advisable. That would be something he would need. And they put it all out there and say that it's $1.5 million. He focuses his recovery on, like I said, carbs, his food. He doesn't eat sugar at all. He kicks it out, and he literally eats a lot of carbs, though. But he eats, like, keto stuff, too, as well, which is weird. I saw that, and they showed one of his meal plans, and it was, like, low-carb pancakes. But I'm like, why would, if he's big on carbs, why would he do that? But I don't know. Also sugar-free syrup and things like that. I am a guy forced to do a lot of sugar-free stuff because of the diabetes. And I can tell you, once you're really on your diet and you miss sugar-free, you end up really loving that god-awful syrup. It's terrible. It's kind of like my daughter's had to do something where she's now doing no gluten. And she's like, I can't have this. I can't have this. And she's freaking out. And I went and told her, look, I bought her a gluten-free pizza tonight, frozen pizza. And I'm like, this isn't good. But once you're far enough into this journey, you're going to eat this. And it's going to be probably the most delicious thing you've had because it's what you can't have. And when you get to a point of like, God, I can't have bread. Like, bread is probably the hardest thing to give up in any diet, and I don't care what it is. Now, luckily, there is now gluten-free bread. I know that because we bought some of the $8 for a mini loaf of it this weekend so she could have it. But it's also not as good. It's not as good. It's delicious if you had no bread whatsoever, and then you had it, and you'd be like, oh, my God, this is awesome. And it's like that. Kind of like when you don't have any sweet treats at all, even if you have a sugar-free one with fake sweetener in it, it is really, really good. Oh, God, I have to pull up this person I'm following now. I am following a trans woman on Instagram now. And you're like, what? Have you gone woke, Stretch? No, Stretch is not woke. But the content that she is providing is really freaking good. Let me see if I can find her. I don't even know her name. And she pops up on my timeline because she posts a lot. And this person is on Instagram, and they're super fitness. And it's like a trans woman who is about the size of, it would be like me becoming a woman. It's, but even crazier because as a man, this lady was a WWE superstar. And I'm talking ultra, like super big, muscly, steroided out, I'm sure, massive dude, covered in tats and big ass beard, and is now a lady. And, you know, that's cool. And still has some stuff to do with the WWE after that. You know what? I can't find her on my Instagram feed. I'm just going to say, Google it and pull her up. Is now trans. And I bet you she will pop up. Here she is. Ba-da-ba-da. Her name now is Gabby Tuft is her name. And she was, you can look her up, but I highly recommend her content on Instagram. Oh, why is it giving me a video? I don't want to play a video. I don't want the audio coming through. But she, having been a musclehead, those muscleheads, they live in the gym and they have such craziness. What was her name when she was a wrestler? God, she was a massive dude. A massive dude. It is crazy. Gabby Tuft is her name. She's now on Instagram, but she does really cool stuff. So the followers will say, hey, I'm looking. She knows a lot about, very, very smart person who knows a ton about nutrition. And people will send her a message saying, like I saw one post that was, they want to eat Greek yogurt for like a treat. What's the best one? So she went through to the store and just started pulling them off the shelf, and she's filming and she's like, this one is sugar-free, but it's got this chemical in it. This chemical is really bad for your heart. This one is sugar-free, but it has this chemical in it. This chemical is really bad for this and this. And she breaks it down. The one she recommended was the Greek triple zero, I think it's called, said it's like the best one. And then she goes through another one with energy drinks. She goes to Costco, does protein. Really good content, like smart stuff, because a lot of stuff that you pull out and you're like, oh, this is healthy. Look, it has no sugar, and it's, and even if it's low calorie, it might not be healthy. It may have a lot of crap in it. We are discussing, we're waking up to here in America of the shit that is in our food. And even the stuff when you think you're eating healthy, it'll have some artificial sweetener. Like she did a thing on monk fruit sweetener. Monk fruit sweetener apparently had some erythritol or whatever the hell it's called in it, which is really, really bad for you. And then a lot of people now sell monk fruit sweetener without that in it. And then guess what? That monk fruit sweetener tastes like crap. So the entire time it was never the monk fruit that was the sweetener that was good. It was that chemical, awful crap that they had in it that made it taste good. And it's like, if it has that in it, don't get monk fruit sweetener. And apparently it tastes like ass if it doesn't have it in it. So just a really good content. So if you are on Instagram, check her out. Her name is Gabby Tuft, and it's good, really good nutritional content. I seriously can't recommend it enough. I went down the rabbit hole. I saw it, and I'm like, who the hell is this? And I'm like, oh, that. And I knew of the, remember, I'm a WWE fan. I'm like, oh, that's that wrestler. And then, voila. There it was. I saw her in the store one day. I was walking down an aisle in a store somewhere over here, and this big-ass woman, the only way I can describe it, like big-ass, like big, walked by me, and I'm like, that is one big trend. And then I'm like, wait a minute, that's the WWE chick. So anyhow, now if I saw her, I'd go up to her and be like, man, your content is freaking awesome. It really is. So check that out. All right, let's get back to my stories. LeBron James at his $1.5 million. But here's, LeBron's a billionaire, if you didn't know that. Probably you did. He has all of this stuff at his house. So he has a cryo chamber at his house. You can't afford that. Neither can I. Most people can't afford that. So LeBron has that at his house. He also has the hyperbaric chamber at his house, which means you got to have full-on medical-grade oxygen delivered to your house, because that is a hyperbaric chamber. They put you in it for 30, 40 minutes at a time, or I think he goes in for 90 minutes, and it's just pure oxygen, and it really helps you recover. All of these things that LeBron does that he spends all the money on is for recovery. So you work out or you play in a basketball game or whatever it is, you recover. One thing you'll notice, too, LeBron, after every basketball game, literally won't do anything until he soaks his feet like up over his ankles in ice, and he does it for whatever the time is, and then he goes and does his press or whatever it is, but it is his ritual. He comes off the court, goes in a locker room. They have an ice bath ready for him to soak his feet in, takes his shoes off, soaks his feet. Remember, that's where his whole livelihood is, his feet. That dude has feet or knee problems, and he's got issues. And he just does so much stuff like that. And you could do it. You could go to a cryo chamber place. You could, go to a hyperbaric chamber place. You'd still spend a lot of money, but LeBron has it at home, and he is out there. The red light also, if you don't know what red light therapy is, I talked about that a lot. I used to go into it when I was at the Planet Fitness. But one thing I've also heard that a lot of red light therapy can people end up having tendon issues afterwards. End up with tendon. I've heard that. I don't know the science behind it. I could be talking completely out of my ass, to be honest with you, but worth looking into if you are doing red light therapy. And I was doing it, and voila, blew out my shoulder. So just saying, coincidence, I don't know. What else does James do? Yeah, he's got a whole lot of really cool stuff. He also uses compression boots on his, like, knees down, and those are $800. I bet you he's got ones that are probably way more expensive than that. And he says his wife makes fun of him all the time. His hyperbaric chamber alone was like $25,000, plus having the oxygen delivered to your house probably isn't cheap either. All right. What is this one about here? I got stories everywhere. Bad qualities for good. This is a weird one. This one is, all right, let's get into, it's about sex. That's the one I want to get into now. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about sex, baby. I'm old. I have music Tourette's from all my years in radio. I can hear a word and just fires a song off in my head. Here is the weirdness of this. Okay, it is a guy wrote an article about turn-ons, and he's a social psychologist that studies paraphilia, a sexual trait basically known as fetish. So he's a fetish expert psychologist. And he goes into, wrote a book called Sexual Perversions and Paraphilias, A to Z, and he breaks them down. And here are some of the strangest of them. One called Vorerphilia, which is where you basically have fantasies of having sex with someone and eating them. And I'm not going to say common, but we've got the, Jeffrey Dahmers of the world, and you hear those stories of people who have had sex with someone and then murder them and then eat them. And that goes into a bunch of stories of people who have that. That sounds fun. This one is weird, and they document a 22-year-old man from Illinois that has it, and it's called eproctophilia. Do you know what eproctophilia is? It is being turned on by farts. And this guy said he really had a crush on a girl, and then she farted one time, and it was like spank bank material. He couldn't get over it, but it wasn't just girls. When he was a kid, he would make bets with his friends like, hey, whatever happens, the loser gets, the other guy gets to fart in his face, and it would arouse the hell out of him, so he would always lose these bets so that people would fart in his face because he has a sexual fetish about farts. Weird. All right, let's get into the next one. This is apotemnophilia. And that is someone who fantasizes about having sex with an amputee person. They say it seems weird, but some people are really into amputee, like they're turned on as hell by amputees. Kind of strange. How about dacrophilia, when someone's turned on by tears? Now, this gets weird because they say there's different types of people that have this. Some people are compassionate and they have empathy, and then when someone cries and they know they can help. And then there's people that are into dominant and submissive, who like to see people cry and get turned on by it. There's just different versions of this one, which makes it kind of weird. And then our last one I'll give you is called salerophilia. Salerophilia is when someone is aroused by unkept bedmates. This guy, they document in this case, a 58-year-old man, admits to frequently masturbating in dusty and grimy places such as the garage or under furniture when he was a kid. And as he got older, he really wanted to tweak it up a notch, and he went to being aroused by things that would freak you out. They say, by the way, the show Fear Factor was a complete sexual turn on to him. Like the grossness of Fear Factor, that show, the old Joe Rogan show, completely turned this dude on. Like that was beat off material for him to watch Fear Factor. Seems a little weird. Just seems a little weird. I don't know. Yeah, and you're thinking, oh, it's going to be weird stuff like people that are into hair or underwear or high heels. No, that's nothing compared to these weirdos. So if you're into something like that, just think, man, I'm totally normal. There's nothing weird about me. I don't like people farting on me, or I don't want to go beat off in the dirt. Man, this is all good. I'm totally normal. You can justify yourself at that one. I have another story, but I don't even want to get into it because you know why? I just don't care. I got no F's to give. It's Monday, and I am freaking tired, and I'm ready to go to bed. I already took Ice on 2 walks today. We got our walking on. Ice had a really good weekend. He really just wants to be with me. As long as I'm around, he is content, even though he wants to get into my lap. He's starting to, and I like this, cry when my daughter leaves too. So he loves to, he doesn't do it to me because I don't let him. But if my daughter sits down, he will run and climb all four legs into my daughter's lap and sit on her and just lay on her and loves her. And then when she leaves, he will cry. So she gives him the time of day, which is a really good sign because he does not cry for my wife because my wife doesn't want anything to do with him. He's like, now get away. Get off of me. Why you jump on me? I hate that dog. She hates him because he's white. We also are starting to figure, the more I look, I could at some point do the DNA thing if I ever have extra cash, but it's starting to look like he's a doggo Argentino. That's the best explanation for what he is, because every picture of that looks exactly like him. So it's like he's at least part that. But doggo Argentino is a mix of different breeds. One of them is a bull terrier, and people have asked me, is that dog a bull terrier? That's the Target dog or the Spuds McKenzie dog, depending on how old you are. And he's got that look a little bit to him, but he's also got loose skin, and there's a bunch of different breeds they breed him with, and then some countries outlawed them for being vicious dogs. And I can see he's got a nasty streak in him. But, boy, he's only nasty when provoked by my German Shepherd, who starts a fight somewhere, then he wants to jump in and throw down. Like, what? What? You're messing with my homie? All right, let's get up out of here. You guys have a great week. I'm going to continue on my path of being healthier. I'm not going to lie. I'm trying. I'm making an effort. I have a doctor's appointment on Tuesday, another one. And I might have two, I have two coming up here very soon. But Tuesday is my next one. So I will update you guys at that point. Hope you are good. Hope you are healthy. Please do all you can to be healthy. Your family needs you. Your family loves you. And it will be good to be around at least through the holidays. Don't screw up the holidays and die on it. I'll talk to you.